שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the situation that we're experiencing here in Israel and all over the world. Dr. Lightman, gradually shops are reopening, people are going back to their place of work, children in certain schools started going back to schools, maybe the malls will open, meaning gradually we're starting to restore our systems that were frozen for a few months here and all around the world. And the main question is very simple. In your opinion, are we in stages, of course, keeping our health? Are we going to restore things to the way that they were? Or at the end of this process, will this be a different world? It's not going to be the same for sure, because there are big changes both in each and every one of us that we're not even familiar with, but each of us came out of this entire process that we went through in a different way. We sat at home. Maybe for the first time we saw our wife and kids, relatives. We went through a process, and therefore I don't think that it happened just so. We couldn't go out, we couldn't go wild like before, and we weren't as busy as before. We had time that even though that maybe we didn't think about this so much, but it disconnected us from that life, and for a pretty lengthy period of time, that now we can see our life from a different angle. What essential change do you think is going to happen inside of me as a person, or it already happened and I'm not aware of it? You said that we went through inner changes that maybe we're not even aware of. What changed in us? I think that a person who's now going back to his ordinary system, that this system as if forces him to come back to it, that this person changed. And even though that he is integrated, reintegrated in this system again, he'll be thinking, do I need it? What do I need it for? Is there need for it at all? He'll already look at his previous engagements from the new state of today. And I don't think that it'll seem to him as something correct or good, what he's doing. And he'll criticize his current life. And surely he will show, he will see how to change his life. It'll seem correct to him, because one way or another, because he has no choice, he has to work, go to work, or take care of his business, doesn't matter, whatever he's doing. But on the other hand, the criticism about his situation, this will come necessarily because of the period that he went through. If I understand what you're saying, there's something wonderful here. You're saying that maybe you will find yourself in a short period of time returning to the exact same things that you had before, but you yourself changed. There's this inner point of criticism that looks at this thing that you live in, that's constantly criticizing it. Is it correct? Is it not? This is what's renewed in our internality as people. Exactly. My next question is, if we changed internally as people, what, in your opinion, from this point on, is going to give me an inner anchor, inner confidence that my life's going to be okay? What can I hold on to? You have changed. We did not yet come out of the process of the coronavirus's influence over us. And there are more viruses on the way. We know about them already. And therefore, we did not finish, or they did not finish developing and changing us yet, but we will go through changes all the time. It will be an extended process throughout which we'll have to feel that we're changing. And according to the way that we change, also the understanding of the physical distance between us will change, the mental, emotional, spiritual distance between us, its understanding will change, the understanding of our businesses, engagements, what are we doing, should we, shouldn't we, how much are we harming nature by this, and so on and so forth. And so, there's a very big problem here. Humanity has a big problem here, but actually it's not a problem. It's a healing process that we will have to go through. We'll have to go through this process, and I hope that as a result of this, or the result of this will be that we will upgrade our relationships, the relationships in our society, everything, workplaces. We will revise, re-examine. Should we do this? Should we not? And so on. What you're saying makes me ask. We are entering a period of long-term changes. Previously you said that something in you, Oren, has changed. In you there's this new point of criticism that will not agree to live its life without questioning, what am I doing now? Is it correct? Is it not? Where is it going? And also the world is going into this kind of reality. So if I have changed a bit from the inside, and also the world that we're living in is going to change. In this period of so many internal and external changes, what can give me an inner anchor, something to lean on, grab hold of? The feeling that it can't be any other way. Because the changes that you feel, they come from the inside. And what are you going to do about them? You have to execute them. Otherwise, you feel that you simply can't. Because you changed on the inside. Meaning that you will change your place of work, your purpose in life. Of course, there will be changes in your relationships with your family. It's already a result of sitting together for a month or two. There are big changes happening between you. You better felt each other, and you got to know each other better. Maybe you don't even get to know your wife and children the way that you do now after 2 months of sitting together at home. And therefore, everything's changing. The family's changing. Your apartment's changing, your home, your place of work, because beside you, other people come to that same place of work, and the way that you behave, you're different. You look at each other and you see that you're very different than how you were previously. You were in a kind of connection where it was clear to you. What kind of connections can you have between you? Now, it all changed, and this upgrade in which that each of you has received, it is unknown to us. How are we starting to get used to each other, to see each other? Suddenly we'll feel that there's a different kind of distance between us, a different kind of connection between us, that life's changing. What kind of distance or connection will we feel between us? We were with our family for 2 months in a row, and in our family we felt that we're connected, and even though that may be by character, habits, we're very different, and we have kids that are very different, and in short, we're all different. But we felt that we're all a part of one family. I never felt that I'm in one family. Now, for the past 2 months, I lived in a family. I never had something like this before. Once a week, twice, somehow, more or less. And also we used to run away to nature, to some place, not to be close together between the four walls. And therefore now, we're coming with a different kind of feeling that I am inside a family, inside an apartment, and we have to be together. These are my relatives. And what about all of this? These things, and suppose I come to my place of work, and my friends come there, my colleagues, each of them from his own family. And so they bring with them, each of them, they bring this baggage of the family with them. And so we're now in a very different place than we were in previously. Who thought about their family? Who thought about taking with them to their place of work, their different impressions from their relatives? And now it's happening. I can't disconnect from them. I go to my different engagements and meetings. By the way, also the meetings there through the internet. It's not like before. And so what happens in, I'm very connected to my family. Everything changes. Do you think this will influence the relationships between people at their place of work, the fact that they sat at home only with their families? Undoubtedly, against their will, this is how it's going to happen. What changes do you see happening between people at work? It seems to me that they will feel the lack of connection between them, that they're like colleagues, just colleagues that have some kind of common business, some kind of external connection that doesn't really have to do with their internality, but only it's something very external, just in order to make a living, and only. Previously, they shared their impressions, excitements, this, that. Today, no. And who knows when will they have the ability to be connected, even to hug each other. To go have lunch together in some coffee shop or something. It's not simple. We're not going back to our externally wise, ordinary states. Internally, we are going through changes, and externally, the world around us is changing. And so, what's going to happen as a result? Hard to say. It's very interesting to understand the development that happened here, like you said. Every person sat at home with his family. Now he's going back to his place of work. And he meets people there that also went through the same process. They sat at home with their family. I'm not coming to my place of work in order to feel a family connection. I'm going to my place of work in order to make money. Now that we went through this family period, let's call it this way, and we're going back, do you think that we are going to encounter a new kind of, or new kinds of relationships at our place of work? Could be very different for everyone. I can't exactly answer this, but it is clear to us that everyone will have a scrutiny, a re-examination of everything that he has experienced up until now, how his place of work is a more external or internal place of work. In short, what is he living for? This is something that he will have to answer to himself. I come to work only in order to make money, or I live in order to find myself, express myself, succeed, to prove to everyone who I am, what I am, and so on and so forth. Meaning, there are different goals here that people want to achieve in life. Do you think that it is possible to invert the connection that I have, or turn the connection that I have with the people that I work with, that besides getting my paycheck at the end of the month, it will also give me some kind of inner nourishment, some deeper inner feeling than the place where I get my money from and provide for my family and kids? Do you think that we will be able to build more advanced relationships now that we're coming back from our relationships, from our families also at work? Everything will change. I can't even say what. Because you're saying a sentence, and for me, it gives me 1,000 different kinds of results. Okay. Something else. I want to tell you about something that happened in China. When China was under confinement, they did something very simple in China. They talked to people that used to live in villages and told them, guys, with all due respect, with business and high tech and the big cities, we need you now back in agriculture. Please leave the cities, go back to your villages, get on your tractors and start working in your farms and agriculture and so on. I heard this from many friends that I have in China. The question is, how do you see the future labor market? Will we have professions that will be closer to the food industry, or to the contrary, high-tech technology to invent new ways of connections between us? We see that the different technologies that have to do with connecting people are really flourishing. So in what direction will the world of employment go in? Agriculture, food industries, or technology that will bring us closer together? I don't see any the contradiction between the two. By this innovative technology, can you feed people? Of course not. Then what's the question about going to high tech or not? What, they'll go work in high tech and die of starvation? No, I mean, of course we need food. We need to grow. This is not a question. We'll need this always. I'm asking, on the other side of the scale, there's developing programs for connecting people, applications. Of course, how many people do you need in agriculture? Exactly. This is what I'm saying. The future world of work. What kind of occupations will you have there? Three kinds. One, food industry and clothing in a way that's not praised or condemned, meaning to meet our basic needs. Basic needs. What we need? I need to wear something. Like you need food. Yeah, I need food too. Basic needs. I need a place to live. Hospitals. Schools for children, for older people, for everything. We need these things. They're essential for life. And this is something that we can't escape, this one thing. Another thing is that we have to also develop, and furthermore, a virtual connection between people. Because this is our future. So that we will be able to feel that we are all living in one system, in one framework, as one man and one heart, and that in that
כזאת שהיא לא נגדנו, אנחנו רוצים להיות קשורים זה לזה, בקשר.
We want to be connected with one another. In the kind of connection that we want to reach, it should be an emotional kind of connection, a connection between minds and hearts. Until we will reach a state where we are connected with one another in mind and heart, until then, we also have to be externally connected with one another. I have to keep, we have to keep our connection from afar, long distance connection. And so we will have to develop these kinds of connections, ties. Besides, there's a need for everything. Let's hope that besides arms, weapons, that we can keep developing, but to the measure to which we do not destroy our environment or society, human society. Therefore, to some extent, everything has to be arranged according to the benefit of man, that he is balanced with nature internally and externally, with his inner nature and external nature. And this is what we have to discuss between us all the time and learn about the steps, the different steps that we have to take. Such that until we will be tied together in one feeling all around the world, and everything will be to the benefit of man. I want to go back to our previous discussion. Previously we said that in organizations, workplaces, people are going to come after they went through a process of inner change, and the main thing that changed about them is that they were with their family for a long period of time, closed at home. Now when they go back to their organizations, in your opinion, should something change in the attitude of the employers toward the people that they employ, the bosses? Should they change something in their attitude toward their workers? Of course, bosses, workers, everyone has to change their attitude. We have to understand that a boss is he who knows how to do the work of a boss, and the employee or the worker is someone who understands and knows how to do the work of the worker, but they're all working in order for our work to bring us to an integral connection between us. And in the connection between us, we will feel that we're all tied together like in a family. There are parents, children, the elders, the mother with what she does, the father with what he does, and the same with all of our professions and roles in society. We have to understand that we have to reach an integral society through our connection. A boss that will start developing something of this new attitude, creating some kind of a family connection between his employees. Will he see a result at the bottom line? Will it improve their achievements, the business? What exactly will it give him if a boss will succeed to bring his employees to a closer kind of a connection, a bit like more, a bit more like a family? He'll see a blessing. He'll see success, so much so that even different viruses will not hurt his business or employees. What kind of blessing is he going to see, and why? Because he will be in the correct kind of connection with the general integral global world. And therefore, that's how it'll happen. I don't exactly understand. Why will he see a blessing if he'll bring his employees closer, more like a family? Because the forces of nature that influence us, for better or for worse, they will work with his bestowal to society and the world, and therefore by him being engaged in working on the connection between people, bring the world to balance. By that, he will also draw upon himself only the positive forces from nature. Because we're working in a system that is entirely integral. Unfortunately, our show is almost up. My final question is, as a human being, do you think that my thinking, my attitude toward life is changing? What's changing about my way of thinking? This is exactly what this time is meant for. This period is meant for. This is the content of this current period, that now we're changing from the inside, and the way that we look at world, at society, at people, at the universe, at our entire life, at our future. Everything is now getting a question mark. Why? What for? Where to? And humanity has to answer this question now. Because without that, we really don't have the ability to exist on this planet. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, we wish you all the best. All the best. Thank you.